We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Afemo Amalami, Thomas Jefferson Bird, how well did you know him?
I knew Thomas through the shows we did together on stage and in film. I knew him like that. It goes back at least 30 years. And I knew his wife very well, Ronnie Bird, and knew his kids growing up. We didn't like see each other or call each other every day. It wasn't that kind of friendship in that way. But whenever we did, we always had nothing but the highest respect for each other, because I know what he went through to get where he got. And he knew what I had gone through to climb on up to do what I was doing. So when you know that about somebody, you have nothing but respect. And I had the privilege of working in the last motion picture I believe Thomas did, which was called Freedom's Path. We were both co-starring in that film together. And we spent time out in Arkansas last year, October and November. And then that was the last that I actually got to really be with him, you know, was to be working with him on the set. But I knew enough about him to know this man loved life. He loved his family. He loved God. He made that clear to me in our conversations, the time we spent while we were filming. And just for him to be taken away from us in such a brutal manner, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. And I kept believing that, wait a minute, they got the wrong person. This can't be. This is somebody else. I was in denial about it for a while, because it is hard to take. You know, the man had lived in New York, had spent time in L.A. and all. He knew his way around in the streets and stuff. Tough guy, you know. And then to come home, here you walking in your neighborhood or walking around and somebody decides to come and kill you in such a horrible, cowardly manner. But I know we're going to have to demand justice, or it's going to become another cold case, another black man just gone and no answers. See, that's what got me infuriated. I'm just, no. We can't let this just go as another case that went by the wayside.
How can you start to try to explain this type of violence that's going on in the community?
Spiritual, no doubt. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. These principalities, these entities that a lot of people call hocus pocus or just mumbo jumbo talk, that old Christian voodoo stuff. No, they are entities in the world, and their whole purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. As believers, we know that, and we believe that. And we see the evidence of it out there in the streets, in the homes, in our schools, wherever it's going on. We know, wow, that man, that's the hand of evil going on. How else can you explain the things that happened? When Sicoria Turner got killed, I was ripped apart, and I said, we have to find out who's behind this. This young girl, 8 years old, why should her life be snuffed out because of the evil and the madness? So, and still no answer in her case. So I'm still just caught up from that. And then to hear this about Thomas Jefferson Bird on top of it, it's like, we have to wage our own kind of warfare. That's what we have to do through prayer, through coming together, calling leaders together, because I did prayer vigils on the steps of City Hall for Sequoia, and I'm going to do the same for Thomas, and call leaders together, and we're going to cry out, you know, to the heavens, and we're going to make our demands known to our city officials that we demand some answers. Something has to change in how we are living and doing business in the city of Atlanta, that our people can just be struck down in the streets. Senior citizens are frightened to death to come out of their houses, especially at night. And I can't blame them until we show we can protect our citizens. It's something. I'm telling you, we are engaged in war. Make no mistake about it.
Everyone, we're talking to Afemo Omalami, a fellow actor, knew Thomas Jefferson Byrd. We're talking about the man who was struck down, shot several times in the back, according to Atlanta police. His body was found around 1:45 a.m. in the front of a yard on Belvedere in Atlanta. So when we talk about Thomas Jefferson Byrd, the man, the artist, what will you remember about him and the craft that obviously he loved?
That he was excellent. Thomas Byrd was a man who could bring it on strong. And he demanded that from you. If you're in that scene with him, you better bring your best game, because Thomas is definitely bringing his. Everybody that worked with him can tell you that. He was disciplined. He didn't like a lot of foolishness when he's working, focused. And he loved it. He loved doing what he was doing. And he was moving to the spiritual phase of his life from the conversations we had. And he wanted that part of his life to blossom and to bloom now. The spiritual Thomas, the one searching for the truth and a closer relationship with God. It's almost like he became targeted the minute he started moving deeper and deeper in that path toward the light that is Christ, that is God. And that's how I will be remembering this wonderful artist who just filled the room. When he came in, everybody knew Thomas was there. You know, that kind of personality. He was all of that.
Everyone, we've been talking to Afemo Omalami, fellow thespian, as we discuss the murder of Mr. Thomas Jefferson Byrd in Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Omalami, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I really needed to just do that and get that out of me, because I have no words for all of this. But thank you. Thank you once again.
Everyone, stay with us. We will be bringing you updates on the story. I'm Maria Boynton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.